Om Shanti. When I heard the topic, touched by an angel, immediately I visualized the scene where an angel is coming from up above in her dress of light and touches someone with her magic wand. And as soon as the person gets that magical touch, then what happens? Then there is a spark of light around that person from top to bottom, and that person is now transformed completely. There is a divine smile now on his or her face. He also starts possessing some of the qualities of that angel. In other words, he or she also becomes divine now. So before we discuss in detail what does it mean to be touched by an angel, let's try to understand what Baba has told us about angels and what does the two main religions of the world, Christianity and Islam, says about angels. Like Hinduism, they believe in deities, but Islam and Christianity, they believe in angels. Bible says angels are beings who have greater power and ability than humans. They exist on a plane which is higher than the physical universe, and angels are used by God to help him in giving good news of the kingdom of God. Also, angels help keep the congregation free of evil spirits or people. And likewise in Islam, also there is a beautiful and very appropriate definition of angels. It is said that angels in Islam are created from God's creation. God created them from light and they are God's obedient. They do not disobey God, whatever He commanded them. And my favorite explanation of angels is that they do not describe masculinity or femininity. They do not eat or drink, neither are they are tired or they never get exhausted. So they do not marry, and it's a direct indication of supreme purity here. In Islam and Christianity, both, they say that we can't count angels, they are innumerable, but few are given specific tasks to perform. Baba says to become an angel means that whilst in a corporeal body, you stay in the form of light. That is, with your intellect, you remain constantly in the stage of up above. Angels don't set foot on the ground. Baba has told us, you Brahmins are going to be in angels and then become deities. Today's topic is touched by an angel. If you look in the worldly way, there's a very famous poem, Touched by an Angel, by Maya Angelou. She was a prominent writer and figure in American civil rights movement. Her poem, Touched by an Angel, is about how people are before they fall in love, the ups and downs of love, and how love changes us. So if we talk about love and angel, an angel is all about love. We all Brahmins, BKs, are touched by love of an angel, love of God through angel Brahma Baba. So we all are touched and transformed by that selfless, true love of God. That love which made us believe that we are accepted the way we are, and there is a constant flow of love from other side, from God's side. This love helped us to accept our own self too, without any guilty consciousness or without any judgment. This love is whole. It has embraced us fully. We feel so safe and secured under the canopy of this angel love, which we received. So, okay, we are all touched by an angel, Brahma Baba, through godly love of Shiv Baba. But the chain can't stop here. Baba says, touch the lives of people. Make them experience God's love. And that's what an angel does. If we have no body consciousness, then only we can be Baba's angels. And we can give His supreme selfless love to others. Baba has said, not everyone is able to connect with, or, you know, they can't recognize God or experience God, but everyone can connect with you elevated souls or you angels. So to be Baba's angels, our first and foremost responsibility is to give unlimited love to every creature who comes in contact with us. Baba says, if you give them loving drishti in Baba's remembrance, then they will experience that bliss, that love. And the second virtue which is associated with angels is purity. And it symbolizes in the white flowing that dress which is shown on angels, you know, with white light. And sometimes we see images of angels are shown as small children. Again, symbol of innocence and purity. So let our purity touch others. When we say touch, it means they feel connected with Baba, God. Angels never limit someone's connection with them only. Their duty is to connect everyone with the one who is up above, God. That is why angels are called as messengers. When other person is reminded of his or her own purity, then we will say that yes, angel has touched someone. As we have seen previously, that on the path of devotion in Islam, angels or malak is Arabic word, malak are described as those who have highest purity. They don't marry and they are not described as male or female. And we know that it's all our memorial. So an angel is the one who stays in their highest self-respect of purity. And by seeing their purity, others also remember their highest self-respect. That's a sign of God's true messenger. Other gurus and messengers, they have in a way told us that they are higher and we are lower. Here Baba tells us, every day you are higher than Baba himself. So in order to touch people's heart, let them feel purity of us angels. Third way through which we were touched and we can touch others is by our humility. We can't imagine an angel with arrogance or ego. We can't even imagine that. Angels are embodiment of humility. Baba has told us, through humility only new construction can take place. Baba rhymes the words in Hindi, namrata and nirman. We can't differentiate whom to help and whom not to help. All are equal. Like in Baba's drishti, everybody is same. We are servers and service is our breath. When we have instrument consciousness, then humility will come automatically and easily. We will be able to touch or transform anyone. There are so many stories of yagya history. We can take the example of Dadi Prakash Maniji. She bowed down to an officer who came furiously in anger in Madhuban campus for some reason. But with her folded hands and humility, she melted his heart. So what is there other better way to touch someone's life, someone's mind, someone's heart? He carried this sweet memory with him forever. Another way to give Baba's message, or according to our theme, to touch someone's heart is by making them feel safe and secure, especially at present time when whole world is going through this corona situation and fear and uncertainty has become the way of life. We God's messengers have this responsibility to serve humanity. Baba often talks about Mansa Seva. And an angel means to be one who has no connection with the awareness of his own body. Mansa Seva can be done in full soul conscious stage. We know from many Hatha yogis' lives and how they can travel from one place to another place by their subtle bodies, serve someone who is in need and come back. We have the example of from the path of devotion, the founder of the sannyas religion, Shankaracharya, how he used to travel from one place to another place through his subtle body and serve many. And in the book of Paramahansa Yogananda, Autobiography of a Yogi, there are numerous examples of this kind, that how many, you know, yogis are there, they can travel from one place to another place and serve many people. So now when we have reached the point when Sangam Yuga is about to end, cycle is about to end, when all other seva facilities are not in place, means meeting someone face to face is a dream now. We only meet through a computer screen these days. But to give an angelic divine experience, Baba says, travel and reach to that person who is in need. Make him experience love, safety and fearlessness. Give them the subtle message that all is going to be well. Everything is okay. Just keep faith in God. Develop love for God. In today's world, we get so many video clips on WhatsApp, you know, from hospitals we are getting, where two patients are kept on one bed. In this corona, when social distancing is must, people are put two patients on one bed because there are no enough facilities and the patients are there with their relatives also. So relatives are there sitting on floor, crying, suffering, and it's like suffocation in that area, that atmosphere. So everything in a state of chaos. So we can't go to them in a physical way, but at Amrit Vela, or I would suggest that why only at Amrit Vela, any time of the day, we fly to them, give them safety, security, support, and touch their heart. So the flame of God's love ignites there forever. Baba has mentioned in Murlis that there will be a time when world will recognize you angels. They will share that they experienced that an angel came to them and talked to them, loved them, touched them. So that time is now, when there is the greatest need. I was having this thought that because of this disease, every type of business is affected and many are on the verge of, you know, to be wiped out. Only this, our quote-unquote spiritual business, spiritual shop, has gained more popularity. People are turning towards spirituality, towards God. There is this greater awakening and awareness now that nothing lasts forever except the spiritual powers. We in center these days are much more busier than before the lockdown happened. So all the signals are telling us that this is the time to reach out to the world in our angelic form. So now let's put on the costume of light. Take out our magic wand and continue to touch each and every soul with our purity and God's love. So everyone, every brother and sister on earth shares with each other how they were touched by an angel. Om Shanti.